Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 17, Monday, 2019, day 168. Today's topic, Jesus needs you to be a Elijah and Barnabas. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 135, verses 1 to 7, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1 to 46, Acts chapter 11, verses 1 to 30, Proverbs 17, verses 12 to 13. Today's main passages. I've got two. The first one is 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 to 39. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Second passage from Acts chapter 11, verses 21 to 26. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. You may be thinking, what, really? Jesus needs me to be Elijah and Barnabas? Yes, Jesus really needs you to be Elijah and Barnabas. The most urgent need for this world is to have more Christians who have Elijah's heart and anointing, who do not fear the king and his power, to have courage and strength to grasp God's timing, to deliver God's word, and to exercise God's power. The most urgent need to the church is to have more Christians who have Barnabas' heart and anointing, who do not fear the government's persecution to proclaim the good news, to encourage people and to be willing to use a long period of time to disciple and raise up those souls whom God prepares to become poor. Yes. Jesus really needs you to be a Elijah and Barnabas. Are you willing? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I am willing to be a Elijah and Barnabas for you. Help me to accomplish your will. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. What kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your action to become a Elijah and Barnabas? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about how to become a Elijah and Barnabas. May the Lord bless you.